Hello. Into the weekend we go. Well, I have finished editing the script for Succubus, and I'm a bit concerned how long the script is. Word count right now in my Google Doc is currently at 5,300-ish words, and this is coming from someone who, I scoff when my writer friends send me anything over, like, 1,500. So, yeah, I don't know why I did this to myself, but sometimes you just come across a story or script that's just so, so good that it was, oh, what have I done? That I couldn't pass it up. I just hope that I could finish this before Halloween, because I'm kind of back to workish again, and the recording and editing process for this audio is going to be quite arduous. So the original script is just F for M, it's just for the boys, but the mummy succubus is just so sweet, I had to adapt it for YouTube. So we have the not safe for work, the safe for work, and then I wasn't gonna do this for my good girls, but good boys are just such an integral part of this story. It felt weird to take good boys out of the safer work version just to make it gender neutral. So I flipped everything so that for my femme listeners, you could enjoy this too. The only caveat is that for the naughty audio, I haven't flipped things for cis lady bits. So no pussies. Sorry about that. Writing completely new sex scenes for this particular script would just be already way too complicated. If you look at the image I attached in the post, look at all the little edits. If you're wondering how my recording process goes, I generally record everything in one take and then divide up one big audio into my separate safe for work, not safe for work, good boys, good girls, and the different gender variations. This saves me a lot of work, actually, in the long run. Instead of doing four different read-throughs, I could just do one and then splice in the different lines. But it does make my script look like a complete mess, as you could see from my little example. But the editing will still be better than when I do a hypnosis script, which I would love to do one day again, but I have to write a script for that or beg a friend to write it for me, and I'll deal with that later. So from the poll that I asked you guys to look at, has it already been a week? Multiple orgasms one. So I kept the script pretty similar to Quiet's Not Safe for Work script. I mostly just dealt with formatting and change a line here or there just to update flow and what my friends call skiddyisms, the way I speak. The comfy audio I've heavily adapted and added in some of my own stuff. Where are my thoughts at? What else did I write about? I kind of made some bullet points of things I do in preparation for an audio. I probably left out a bunch of things. The next step for this succubus script is really to record, but I need to wait for Quiet to approve the script first. Even though he's told me to have free reign, I prefer to have my writer friends look over everything before I record and put their names down as credit, in case they're not a fan of something I've changed. So, wait for approval, record audio, hope everything sounds good, edit the four different versions, send off to beta listener to listen, re-listen to the audio myself, make any extra changes, find thumbnail art, make YouTube video, post to YouTube, draft up Reddit post, post to Reddit. I hope before Halloween. But I will get this done. And then hopefully in between or after, I'll work on my Patreon exclusive. We are gonna do the Ludi audio. It was so close. At one point it was like 49 point something percent and 50 point something percent. It was almost 50-50 between Naughty Audio and Cozy Rain Audio. You guys are such a wholesome bunch. I love you guys. That script I also have to edit, but it should be a lot more straightforward, and that one will have a bunch of kisses and BJs, which is always fun to do. As for Fred Writing's rainy, comfy catgirl story, I should still be able to do it at some point. Definitely not in time for October, so maybe I'll push it till next month. Alright, that's my ramble update. Hope you guys are doing well. It's turning pretty colors outside. Leaves are red and orange and yellow. Maybe I'll go out, you know, get some fresh air. Okay. You guys enjoy your weekend, and we'll touch base soon.